spotlighting first responders and frontline workers. Thank you.
Community Day at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue, First Responder Friday, all thanks to DNC Hydraulics. And Findlay Mayor Christina Mern is joining us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex. Great to see you.
Good to see you. You've had a busy week already, I know.
Oh, my gosh. It has been a crazy week, but great stuff going on, and excited to be out traveling a little bit again. So it's been been great.
Yeah. First things, we want to honor our first responder today. It's all thanks to DNC Hydraulics, and also Dougie John's pizza gift card will go to Doug Marshall today.
Yay.
Findlay Police Department, nominated by Laura, and he is the greatest guy that she knows. He was at Donnell Middle School talking to students, with greeting them like a real person. He has done this over the years, volunteered with the Findlay Police Department at Christmas time for Shop a Cop, and received the police department's life-saving award. So
we have such wonderful police officers and first responders in our community. We're really blessed, and Doug is a great example of that.
Yeah, so we'll give him a Dougie John's pizza gift card, thanks to DNC Hydraulics. And if you have a frontline worker or a first responder, you can nominate them over at WKXA.com for that. Thank you very much. Now, Mayor, weren't you at a conference not too long this week?
Yeah, I was at back-to-back conferences, which is very unusual. So. Yeah. I was out actually in Reno for the U.S. Conference of Mayors annual meeting. So that was great. We try to get together with them. We have like a winter meeting that we typically have, and then this is our main conference where we have breakout sessions to discuss a lot of different topics. Similar things that we, you know, are continuing to have issues with: infrastructure investment, violence, mental health, healthy communities, housing, you know, water and sewer. So discussing those, you know, sharing best practices. And we also had a lot of individuals from the administration that come in and talk about things that they're seeing, grant opportunities, kind of all their different programs. And then I went directly from there to New York for a Yale Mayors College and CEO Summit, which has been an incredible. They bring 30 mayors from across the country to have kind of a six-hour discussion on, again, kind of a number of different topics. We discussed building public trust and lessons learned from COVID and dealing with media, you know. I learned some tips to deal with you this morning, Rex. And then the next day is their CEO summit.
Okay.
And the mayors get to participate in that. And that's about 100 100 CEOs from countries like Citigroup and American Airlines and Boeing and Chobani and all these different companies. And again, talking about things that are going on in the economy, things that they've learned, things going on. So it was a great experience, but I am ready to be home. tonight we have play ball out at Miracle Field, which any kid you know, is welcome to attend. So starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a wiffle ball game and some activities out at Miracle Field. So still going to be very busy this weekend.
Very good to know that. I think there was putt-putt going on out there.
Yes, we're doing a lot of different activities. So it'll be fun. You had a great evening, free event. Yeah. So if anybody's interested, out at Miracle Field at 6 o'clock this evening.
So is there anything you can talk about coming up in the next couple months that's going to be breaking news in Findlay? Always trying to get the
you
scoop,
try to get
you know?
The scoop.
Yeah, anything? New restaurant coming in?
maybe, but you know what? With any company that's looking to come to Findlay, until they announce it, I don't count the eggs.
You don't want to get into it.
Yeah. You know what? I think the big things right now are we're continuing to figure out how we're going to use our American Rescue Plan dollars. So we'll be evaluating that. We were informed by the auditor a couple weeks ago that they have filed paperwork for it to be revenue replacement, which gives us a little more flexibility. So we'll start putting together our game plan there. And then we're, you know, starting planning for the downtown recreation area in the phase two benching. So I think with the fact that we got, you know, the kind of final $30 million necessary for the Eagle Creek Basin. The big news is that we're really making progress on these things that we've been kind of waiting on for a long time. So I'm super excited. I feel like things are really moving in the right direction and excited to kind of start getting things over the finish line.
Very good. Findlay Mayor Christina Mern here with us, and you have another meeting at 7:30. So
and then joining Chris Oakes later today, celebrating his 20th. Year on the air, so it is a busy day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out. Community Day in Findlay. We're at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue.
When you're a hard working